So the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Zevachim, Perik Yod, Mishnah Beis. Cholam a Kodesh Mechaveri, Kodim as Chaveri, whatever is more Kodesh than something else comes before the other. For example, Dam Chatas, the blood of a Chatas, Kodim le Dam Oila, comes before the blood of a Carbon Oila. Why? Let's understand the situation. Both the Chatas and the Oila were already shechted, and were ready to sprinkle the blood. So we're saying the chatas comes before the oila. And the answer is, neishahu meratza, because the blood of a kadam chatas is mechaper for aveirais. The blood of the oila is not mechaper for aveirais in the way that the chatas does. Now, there's kapara with the oila also. The oila is mechaper on machshava. But the dam chatas, that's mechaper on things that had the person done a bemezid, he would have been chayiv karis. Very serious aveirais. That's why it comes first. However, evorei oila, the limbs of the oila that have to go up on the mizbeach to be burned, we're talking about after the dam was already sprinkled both for the oila and the chatas. And we have the limbs of the oila and the emrin of the chatas. Emrin means the part of the carbon that has to go up on the mizbeach to be burnt. By the oila, we call it avrim, not emrin, because everything of the oila goes up on the mizbeach. So evrei oila, Kaidman, they come before Leimurei Chatas. Why? If they were Shechted and were waiting to be Zarg the Dam, you're telling me the Chatas is first. Now that we're waiting to put up the Abram of the Oila and the parts of the Chatas to go up, you're telling me the Oila comes first? And the answer is, when they shen Kalil Le'ishim, because they are burnt, that is, the Abram of the Oila are completely burnt on the fires of the Mizbeach. By the Chatas, only certain parts are burnt. The rest is eaten by the Kaihanim. So, in regard to throwing the blood, the chatas comes first. In regard to the burning of the parts that are burnt on the mizbeach, the oila comes first. Vaitra says the Mishnah chatas kodemes liyashem. In regard to everything, the chatas comes before the yashem, whether it's the throwing of the blood or the burning of the emrim. Why? Because the blood of the chatas has to be put on all four corners of the mizbeach, literally the four horns on top of the mizbeach. The Allah Yisayt, the leftover blood, has to be poured on the base of the Mizbeach. What about a carbon asham? Well, a carbon asham doesn't have its blood put on top by the four horns of the Mizbeach. Carbon asham has the kain standing on the floor of the Azara, and Shtei Matana Shein Arba from the two opposite sides, diagonally across from each other. And even though it's explained that the blood of the asham, the leftover blood, was also poured to the Yisayt, but the pasuk doesn't say beferish by the asham that it has to be done that way. So for those two reasons, the fact that the blood of the chatas is on top and on all four corners, and the pasuk says beferish that the shiuri adam is spilled on the base, that's the reason that the chatas comes before the asham. Vaitra zok mishna asham a carbon asham kaidim le taida ule el nazir. A carbon asham comes before a carbon taida and the nazir's isle, the nazir's ram. Why? Neshu Kachay Kadeshim. And Asham is in the Kachay Kadeshim class of Karbanis. Karban Toida and the Karban the Nazir brings are Kadeshay Kalim. And we've already explained how Kachay Kadeshim have more strict halachis than Kadeshay Kalim. It can be eaten only in the Azara, only by male Kayhanim. Vaiter says the Mishnah. Ha Toida, the El Nazir, the Karban Toida, and the Nazir's ram. Kaid mila shlamim, come before a kam shlamim. Why? They're both kaddish kalim. So why should the taida come before the shlamim? Let's say the words, and then we'll explain. A carbon taida can only be eaten for one day. The el narza can only be eaten for the day. It means the day and the night. Masha'enke in a carbon shlamim, you have 2 days and a night. The day you shechted, the night plus the whole next day. We understand that there's less time to eat it. That means because it's more strict. It has more kiddusha. Furthermore, a te'unim lechem. A taida needs 4 types of loaves. A nazir's ram needs 2 types of loaves. And a shlamim needs nothing. There is no lechem that comes along with a carbon shlamim. Vaitra says in Mishnah, shlamim kaid min lebchar. A carbon shlamim comes before a carbon bchar. Why? Neshem tunin matan arba. A carbon shlamim has a zrika of dam of shtei matana shein arba. The kain stands on both corners of the mizbeach, opposite corners. He has to be zarik the dam. That's the spritz on the corner, getting both sides of the wall. Usmicha, The owner has to lean on it before it's shechted, like the pasuk says beferish. Unesachim, along with the carbon, shlamim, comes flour and oil as a mincha and wine that is poured on the mizbeach. Utnufas chazav v'shoik, and you have to wave parts of the animal, the chest and the thigh. And none of these halachas apply to a b'char. A b'char requires only one sprinkling of blood. No smicha, no nesachim, there's no tnufas chazav v'shoik. That's the reason that the shlamim comes first. Okay, so quickly chazring over Perik Yud Mishnah Beis. Whatever has mokedusha comes first. Therefore, if a chatas and oila were shechted, which dam am I zarek first? The zrika of the chatas comes before the oila, because the dam hachatas is mechaper. When it comes, however, to the question of which I should be makter first on the mizbeach, which should be burnt on the mizbeach, the vorim of the oila come before the emrim of the chatas, because the oil is completely consumed on the mizbeach. Chatas comes before an asham, because the blood of a chatas has to be placed on all four corners of the mizbeach, on tap. Asham ishtei metona shehin arba. If it's between a carbon asham and a carbon taida, or asham and an el nazir, asham comes first because it's kachri kadashim. If it's a taida el nazir and a shlamim, which one comes first? The taida el nazir come first. We see they're more strict because there's less of a time to eat it. It also requires lechem. Shlam comes before a b'char, because shlam requires shtei matana shehein arba. B'char is only matan acha. Shlamim also requires smicha. This tenufas chazav v'shoik, the waving of the chazav v'shoik, and also nesachim. Some say, by the way, the reason that a karban taida, you have so much more bread to eat, and you have less time to eat it, the Eibishter made it that way, is because the only way to make sure that bread is eaten is you have to invite more people. And when it comes to giving a karas a taida, because that's what you bring a karban taida for, to say thank you to Hashem, that he either came out of a midbar, or he survived an ocean, or came out of sickness, or came out of jail. We want to teach people a karas a taida. You want as many people to be invited to a sudas haida that's possible.